You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this is the sound of Polly Hill recorded live at Whammy Bar.
Yeah.
Almost this time last year, actually, for Fancy New Band Showcase. And we're going to be chatting to Polly Hill on the other side of this. It's Pulp Facts.
Yeah, it's passed me by. I ain't delivered the most, but I got some messages. Call me career post, then it's me, myself, and I. Identity crisis with all my personalities now. About twice the price, yeah. Use this as your promo code. Be sure to say I said it to you. And be sure to give that credit if credit is due. It's just my blood, and that don't mean that's all I am. And just because I'm Jewish, that don't mean I won't go ham. And here's a bit of everything, your whole taste and platter. Anything to silence, bullshit, shit, chatter. And I'm knowing I roam alone a lot. I never need a wolf pack of peanut butter. Hit me up, you know that I will hit back. Doubt my bad hand, I don't even play no poker. But damned if anything I do is ever mediocre. I said I've been alone lately, pissing with the door open. Lately this hip-hop, the way that I've been coping, I wonder, will there ever be a place for me? Lyrics alone should be a strong enough case for me. Gracefully I take your criticism with a little cynicism as I learn to shift my face to strike a prison. Got more hats than a milliner, wrapping circles like a cylinder with a point of difference of a triangle and the mental breakdown in the biannual. In for a second act, my only fan and greatest competition, and I'm sick in there. Before I third it, I might fourth it. I know my time will come as long as I don't force it, or speak too soon like dudes that's really thirsty, or peek too soon like teens that took their first E. Action in my words, now you know I got verbs. I'll scam you with my bars, and that's the meaning of a converse. The one star with the wonder bars, too many artists under par. They fake to bust like Wonder Bra, Gazy flicks a Munda's car. And they still got the podium. And I'm about as salty as some sodium, but need to fight some bitter wars. Been getting old like menopause. These menopause like yours are flaws. Reciting till my voice is hoarse. I've been making tracks like bitter wind. Damn, I bit it all and now I bit a win. Woo! Let's get an Woo! Let's get an asthma inhaler on stage stat.
I hope you got your asthma inhaler, Paloma. How you going?
Honestly, I needed that asthma inhaler. I was running out of breath.
That was such a fantastic gig about a year ago now at the Fancy New Band Showcase at Whammy Bar. And it's awesome to be able to chat to you this morning. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm so good. Thanks for having me. That showcase was really the start of it all, the fire in the belly.
It was a real fun night. And yeah, it is kind of a lovely full circle sort of thing, because tomorrow you're putting out Greatest Hits EP, and we're going to hear a brand new single from it just after this. How's the sort of year been for you, Paloma?
It's been good. It's been pretty rapid, like just heaps of shows and heaps of growth, and in terms of the sound and stuff. But yeah, it's been good.
You've been busy in the last year. You opened for Wiki, which was a really awesome show. And you've been kind of just like, I guess every good gig I've seen, there's always been Polly Hill on the lineup, it feels like, in the last year. You've been very busy. How is lockdown treating you? Because obviously it's a very different time for all artists at the moment. Have you still been keeping busy in this period?
Yeah, to be honest with you, like, I'm very fortunate in that my life hasn't changed that much. Like I'm a freelancer, so I pretty much sit at home all day tinkering with my own stuff. But it's been cool. I've been making heaps of music, and also like Filth and stuff having their online festivals, and there's been projects going on, like the 2 days project. So heaps of stuff to keep me sane, so to speak.
Yeah, there's been some really awesome live stream initiatives. I really enjoyed the Filth festival. That was really, really great. And it's just a nice way to stay connected in a very weird time as well. How has it been for you, I guess, in the run-up to releasing this EP tomorrow? Have you been feeling a little bit nervous, kind of excited, ready to get it out there?
Nah, it feels very like the right time, you know, mm-hmm. because the greatest hits EP came out on SoundCloud only, and like, I don't know, I guess maybe I was protective of the work and wasn't ready to share it. Mm. And now that, you know, the sound's changed a little bit, my production's changed a little bit, and I'm really excited about this new stuff, it feels yeah. like a nice artifact to leave behind. Plus Rearview is like quite a, yeah. I don't know, it almost is a nostalgic, conclusive kind of song.
So does it sort of feel like maybe like a comma or something in what you've been working on, like a start of a new chapter?
Yeah, like a bit of a dot, dot, dot.
And ellipses.
yes.
What yes, is Rearview yes. about? Because I really enjoyed listening to this. Some of the lyrics feel kind of like really satisfying to hear, a little bit like claiming some power or something like that. What were you sort of thinking about when you put this track together, Paloma?
Well, so Ol made the like staple beat, the kind of like sample that plays on loop, which is super like mm-hmm. melodic and calming. And a lot of my content's really like heavy, and there's some undertones of anger and stuff. And at the time when we were like jamming, I was like, look, I actually feel all good today, and that's okay. Like, I think sometimes as artists we like cling to this narrative of always being like struggling or always being mm-hmm. sad or complicated, and I was like, I actually feel pretty darn good today, and that's all good.
That is all good.
Yeah,
it's a great thing to talk about. And you've got a very cool feature on here as well from LB, who people will know from Keith and also many other great BFM gigs as well. How was working with LB on this?
It was so good. I saw LB perform with them, I think, at a gallery. He was on the mic just freestyling, and I was like, this guy is great. And and then when we made the like look, and like, because he works at AS Color and I used to work there, so we have like a little bit of a connection through that. And
nice.
And I was just like, because it's quite a lo-fi boom bappy song, I was like, he'll be perfect. And then he wrote his verse, and I'm like, your verse has washed my verse, so thanks a lot.
It's always good to be one-upped by your mates.
Exactly. I think, I don't know, I like how our voices sound together.
Yeah, I think you guys have really good complementary voices on this as well. Also your styles as well, that boom bap style is really something I would associate with both your acts, and it's very cool to hear it together on a track as well. Hey, where can people get this from tomorrow? Is it going to be up on your Bandcamp?
I believe it's going everywhere.
Awesome.
I should have known better, but yeah, like, this will be the first time that the whole Greatest Hits EP will be on iTunes and Spotify and all that, Carry On, and and Rearview should be there, will be there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Be like a super deluxe version of Greatest Hits, kind of.
Exactly. It's a little extra treat just for my seven fans.
your seven fans all listening right now, I hope, on BFM. Hey, Paloma, it's awesome to chat to you, and I'm really excited to spin this track now. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was going to say, we'll be enjoying able to download this tomorrow and stream it from all your normal platforms.
Yes, that's the one.
Hey, have a great week, and we will hopefully see you at a gig or see you just out and about in the not too distant future.
I hope so. Thanks so much, and hope everyone's keeping safe and sane.
Hard out. Hey, cheers. We'll see you soon. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Weaknesses might show as I look back on my life like a slideshow.
and I feel so reflective. The only thing to really change was the perspective, but I got my friends, I count them on one hand, and when I snatch the world up, they'll be part of my plan. But I do this, I try and find the meaning, but what if it existed this whole time that I was scheming? Like, what if this was it, and I have reached my pinnacle where happiness exists, right there in the spiritual. Imagine this was all I needed. I'll be the first to admit I've been conceited, but it's intelligence for my armor. And you can miss me with the drama, cause I think back to my mother and them ancestors in the striped pajamas. Like, it's not that bad, P. It could be worse. It could be in a state, in a hearse. You got your openness for possibilities. You got your point of view, your humility. You got your 10 toes too, and your 5 friends. And the day break, when the night ends, you got your guard too, your eyesight, your open heart, your rhyme style. You got your hindsight, we keep a clear view, and look backwards to move forward, that's a rear view. Yeah, we look backwards to move forward, that's a rear view. Boys would tell me, pipe down. Isn't it funny who's got a mic now and I might drown in a little river of my reflection, cause at times it make me shiver. But I take my heart up out the freezer. I never claim to be the next Mother Teresa. I'm a people pleaser and I'm killing it with kindness. I see the worth now in the silence.
Playing off ox cards and frustration. Still the same car park, I pinch the roach. As they pass it off, I stab my eyes into this roach as the Mars approach. Usually cool cat, but 9 lives to cook. Weed and me be my worst enemy. Know my own tendencies is unknown and unseen. Like Sia or Cena, maybe gone like CR. Spark the joint, spark the paranoia. Big brother over your shoulder. T-Dar strolling down more yard. Making my ways as I gaze the full gaze through the smoky maze and mirrors. I roll away my errors. Never end in sight, no street lights and period. Use forever, grip wheel of leather, weather. I should even fathom the thought to even hit this shit. Once more, fuck all the shit I said before. Never fearful, but careful. Check the damn rear view. We smoke backwards to move forwards. That's a rear view.
Life written in the stars for me. It's either that or it's written in the bars for me. And there were days when I could've thrown the towel in. Now I'm wildin' like I think I'm from the shell. And like, it ain't that bad, P. It could be worse, could be in a state, in a hearse. You got your openness for possibility, the point of view, your humility. You got your 10 toes too, and the 5 friends, and the day break, when the night ends. You got your guard too, your eyesight, your open heart, your rhymes tight. You got your hindsight, we keep a clear view, and look backwards to move forward, that's a rear view.
That is brand new from Polly Hill featuring LB. It is called Rear View and it's out tomorrow. Thank you again to Paloma for having a chat to us. It's always nice to hear what everyone's been working on. You'll also be able to hear the Greatest Hits EP across all platforms from tomorrow. It's just been hiding away on SoundCloud up until now, so that's really exciting. You'll be able to download it, stream it, do all the good stuff. So thanks again to Paloma.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.